Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcastalypse Now. It is Jason and Max.
What's up?
We made you guys wait for quite a while for this new episode, but I promise you we are back on track.
I feel like we made ourselves wait. Like, it was some sort of, like, self-punishment. I don't know what we did wrong, but we're out of the corner. We're out of timeout. Podcastalypse is back.
Yeah, because I've been waiting to talk about the Roseanne situation, so it's at least been that long. So let's start with that. First, before we get into any of the topics, tonight's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/3geeks for all of your audiobook needs. I'm currently listening to Jurassic Park, and so far, as much as I like the movie, I'm starting to like the book a little bit more.
The book is way better.
It's so different.
Yeah, the book is so much better. I really wish they would have made that movie, but you know, the book is definitely worth a listen or a read.
Yeah, I'm halfway through it right now. Yeah. Thanks to Audible. That's audibletrial.com/3geeks. Also,
audibletrial.com/3geeks.
We are on Patreon. Just go to Patreon, type in 3geeks podcast. You'll find us. All we're asking is for you to buy us a cup of gas station coffee.
Proverbial.
$1 a month. We're not really going to buy the coffee, but it's going to go back towards the podcast to help supplement, you know, movie tickets or driving the cons, because we got some cons hopefully in August that we're going to be going to. So it all helps. We like to give away stuff, and you guys can help us make that a little easier. Anyway, the Roseanne situation. So I was on one side of this, and then my side changed a little bit. So when this first came out, I was like, of course, Roseanne's a shock comic. Her saying something shocking shouldn't be shocking to anybody. You know, people, you know, they told me, you know, she works for a company. She should follow those rules.
And, yeah, it's like, no, you sign a contract and it's like, hey, you can't act stupid. You can't do X, Y, or Z. And then she did. So, yeah, so sorry. I was just, but yeah, like that's in her contract. Like, don't go spouting off racist shit.
So, I feel Roseanne has done the proper I'm sorry in this situation, and I think that we should be able to let it go at this point, because she really did step up to the plate. A lot of people in her position, a lot of people in Hollywood, never would have signed a deal saying that they could continue without ever having to pay her a cent for something she created. Like, she gave all creative control over to the cast and the current, you know, situation, so they could continue, because she says it in the interview. She's like, I made a mistake, and whatever that penance was for me to, you know, build a move on, whatever I had to suffer or pay, I was willing to do it. And so she gave them the show, because ABC was not going to air a spinoff if Roseanne profited from it. And of course Roseanne was going to profit from it, because she created it and she was the showrunner and all this other stuff. So, you know, I think that it was a cool situation that she was able to hand the show over and let them continue to make it. And she saved all those people's jobs. I think that's a good, I'm sorry.
No, it's absolutely awesome. That's what I was mad about. It's like, okay, you know, Roseanne said these things, but you canceled the show. And it's not a one man or one woman show called Roseanne. You know, there's, you know, friggin' John Goodman, all the other people who are in it. And you know, you like, and then you're not even thinking about the stars, you're thinking about the crew. You know, like, those guys got to go find a different show to work on. Those guys got to go, you know, like, get more work, and it's not fair to them. So I'm happy that ABC is taking, you know, they're like, hey, all right, well, you know, if you're not making any money off it, we'll keep these guys working. And Roseanne was like, hey, you know what? I don't want to hold anybody back. You know, like, I made the mistake. So, yeah. And a lot of times, you know, like, and this is what I hate about Twitter. It's like, oh, I just spouted off some super stupid thing on Twitter. I'm just going to delete the tweet and then write an apology that my lawyer, you know, okayed, and we'll that'll be enough. I said I was sorry, but it doesn't mean anything. And so this, you can tell she actually felt bad. She actually wanted to do something to make up for it, and she did. And I can really appreciate that.
She put her money where her mouth was.
Yeah, and I got mad respect for Roseanne, you know, even after, you know, whatever she believes, at least she did the right thing this time. So, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one thing for, you know, people on a show, they always say, you know, I think of my castmates as my family. I think of my castmates as my family. Well, Roseanne showed her castmates that she does think of them as family by helping them facilitate a deal that kept them employed. Not that John Goodman or Laurie Metcalf were going to have any troubles in the future, but, right, you know, Sarah Gilbert has had a tough time crossing over, and some of the other cast members. So I think it's great. I think the chemistry between these actors is really strong, and that's why Roseanne, I liked the show. It wasn't because of Roseanne. It was because of all the other characters surrounding her in the show. So I'm curious to see how this is going to do. I'm a little nervous because they're shooting for fall release. It just seems like a short amount of time to rework your entire series, but we'll find out. So kudos to that whole situation being able to work itself out, and hopefully this is a learning situation for people moving forward, and I think people over the age of 40 should not be allowed to use Twitter.
It's just, and she was saying, she was on some drugs and had a bad reaction or whatever, sometimes you need to lock up the phone and just go to sleep, it all worked out, so that's fine. I'm sure Roseanne's going to be fine.
What you got? Swing one your way.
Just a couple things. I'm in training, I guess, right now to be a home healthcare aide to help take care of my dad. Just because it's really hard to find good help these days. So if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. All the cliches. But it is an interesting process. And I just, I don't know, man. Like, it makes me worried about the home health. Like, it doesn't seem like you need a whole lot to get this job. And that's really weird to me because, like, you're going to go into people's homes and you're, like, trusted with their well-being, I don't feel like it's hard enough to get. I'm just kind of like breezing through, and I don't know if they're making it easy for me or whatever, just because, it's my dad that I'm trying to take care of, but it's just really weird, the troubles we've been having with getting a good aide in, so, yeah, I see how these people can get the job, just by, and the process takes a while, but it's not hard, and there's no real, training.
I think it should be hard. It's like you got to freaking go through airport security to become a teacher. You think to become a nurse, there'd be some form of something.
Well, I mean, they're not nurses. Like they don't have any medical. You can be a nurse and do this, but like it's not like an actual. You didn't go through any of those classes. Like you take CPR and you take first aid. And I'm going to throw air quotes on that because, like, the guy that taught my CPR class could not have given, did not care at all. Like, he was just like, okay, then you do this, then you do that. You guys got it? Cool. Like, sign this here, pay me $50, and bounce, and then you'll get your card in the mail. And that was that. And so it's like, I don't even feel like I know CPR. Like, I got the card saying I do, but I would have liked a little more, like, hey. Save this guy's life. Like, not like an actual dead person, but, you got a dummy there. It's like, hey, you're going to... And then this happened. Save this guy's life. Like, yeah, they did not do any of that. And I'm just like, wow. It's so easy to get into a position. And then someone is counting on you. And then you see these, like, videos of just these people just doing the worst things because they don't know the camera's there. They think they're fine. And they're like, how did this guy get this job? Well, it was actually really easy.
It's sad because in a lot of cases, this is life or death. A lot of people don't have family to be there with them if somebody doesn't show up. And it's just crazy to me to even think that you can get a job without being reliable. That the only requirement should be that you're reliable.
Yeah, it's funny to me. That's what I'm kind of going through right now. It's a really interesting process, just to say the least.
So I went and saw Will You Be My Neighbor yesterday with John from the PVD cast.
Shout out John Orlando.
And Mr. Rogers was like an OG. He did not give a fuck about anything. Like, he did not care what your opinion of him was at all. Like, I always looked at Mr. Rogers as one way as a kid, and I guess as an adult pre-seeing this movie yesterday. But this dude was on the front lines of racial equality. He was pro-gay, people being gay. There's people employed on his show that were gay. It did not bother him. And one of the things that he did back in the 70s when black people and white people weren't allowed to share pools or was frowned upon, people were dumping cleaner in pools that black people were swimming in, Mr. Rogers invited a black guy on the show so that they could put their feet in a a pool together because it shouldn't matter. So he was teaching the kids of America that this is not a thing. It should not matter. And the way that he talked to kids about, like, am I a mistake? Like, he touched on whether or not kids were mistakes, like, to the kids.
Like, I'm like, yes, little Timmy, you are a mistake. You're not supposed to be here.
The Robert Kennedy assassination, he explained that to the children. Like, am I going to get killed like he did, or what's an assassination? Like, just the topics. Like, I didn't realize how real his show got. And Mr. Rogers was a class act, and I am really glad I watched this documentary. It was so good. And I wish that more kids could watch something like that today because our world needs it. I'm actually kind of curious as to what Mr. Rogers would think. And Mr. Rogers was an ordained minister, so he was a religious fella who was pro-gay, pro-equality, all this stuff.
Yeah, I think he was just, like, I don't want to say pro-gay because he probably wasn't advocating for gays, but he at least wasn't, he was like, hey, respect everyone.
Yeah. Your neighbor, love them.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't need to know what they're doing, or you shouldn't care what they're doing. You should just go outside and be there for them.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, as long as they're not hurting nobody, then like, everyone's fine. So, yeah, no, I can, that's really cool. I wanted to go see it with you, but I was at work, so that kind of sucked. But, yeah, I'm going to go check that out. But
it was good. And then they go into the Eddie Murphy, Mr. Robinson's neighborhood, and they showed the parodies. Mr. Rogers was saying how he met Eddie Murphy, and he thought he was really funny. And that was really cool that he was able to laugh at himself a little bit. And, yeah, go see it. Check out my review on 3geeks.ninja. It was good stuff. What else you got, Max?
Rhode Island. They did something I thought was pretty interesting. They passed a bill to keep anyone who has not revealed their tax information off the ballot in 2020. I think this is, this is another huge step in just like obviously anti-Trump legislature. But you know, I think it's really interesting and that they think it's necessary. And then also it's like, is he going to be off of the ballot in Rhode Island? Like, are we going to get to see his taxes? Because I think it needs to still get passed somewhere. You know, it passes Senate or whatever, the state Senate, so it needs to go to the state court or whatever. But, I'm just really interested to see if, and Rhode Island obviously isn't that big of a place. So it's not like, you know, California was like, hey, if you don't show your taxes, you're not getting, you can't be on the ballot. That would be really freaking fun. But, I just think it's interesting, and I think we talked about before how a lot of states are ceding the popular vote. You know, they're making a law where, hey, like, wherever the popular vote goes, that's where the Electoral College is going, so, you know, like, that's just going to be that. The popular vote's going to win out. And this is, you know, more of that stuff, and I like that a lot, so I'm just happy. And again, it's like, you gotta let people know when they're doing the right thing so they keep on doing it. You know, hopefully more people take follow suit after Rhode Island. It was just so awesome. I was like, yeah, I'm surprised it passed, you know? you got anything else?
I got the entitlement thing.
Oh, yeah, let's go for it.
All right, so I work in a store that buys, sells, and trades stuff, and I had somebody come in today, and I get it all the time. They come in. Their shit looks like it's literally covered in shit. And then they pull it out, and then you tell them that you don't have cash because you've been buying all day. And then they act like you owe them buying it from them because they drove to your store to sell it. And no. Nobody owes anybody anything. It's like Star Wars fans who feel that Lucasfilm owes them something for the next Star Wars film.
I did hear something funny about that. Sorry.
And everybody just walks around. I get it in the store a lot, not just the situation I'm describing now, but people just come in and they expect to be able to get something because they're entitled. Like, they deserve it. It bothers me.
Yeah, no, it's the attitude is unnecessary. And again, it's like back to Mr. Rogers. It's about respect. You know, it's like, hey, like, you know, we're trying to run a business here. Like, if you don't come early, it's first come, first served. You know, and if you don't get there early, it's not like we're screaming at you and telling you to get out. And, you know, and even when your stuff is crap, you know, it's not like it's not like you're like, no, I don't want any of your nasty crap. Get out of here. Don't ever come back. You know, when you're treated with respect, you should you should treat with respect, you know, and it's, yeah, it's just sad to see how things have devolved, you know, and it's just like, I don't know where that mindset comes from. Like, it's not ever been something that I've had where it's like, okay, well, I brought it here, so I got to get something. It's like, no, they don't owe you anything. Like, you don't owe, you know, you don't have to bring your stuff there, and they don't have to buy it from you. Like, this is not Nazi Germany. Like, you can't tell someone to, you know, to do that. So yeah, it's just it's just another fun thing to deal with at work. I would rather deal with the entitlement than children, though. I'd much rather.
My favorite is, you know, the same thing with, I told the person this earlier, and I'm like, just go to the store up the street. And they're like, no, they didn't want to buy any of it. It's like, so you're telling me that you're bringing me the junk that they didn't want. So you got gas money already from that store.
Yeah. Well, no, but they need more gas money because they took the time to drive here. So now they've wasted some of the gas that they bought from the money that they received from the other people. So, yeah, that's my favorite thing. It's like, oh, well, you know, they sent me down here. I was like, well, we don't want your crap either.
Yeah, I don't want your crap. Get your bugs out of here.
Yeah. Oh man, roach coaches.
So what else you got?
There was just one other thing, I think. Oh yeah, Ed Sheeran's getting sued again. I thought that was pretty funny. Man, people, stop ripping off Marvin Gaye's music, okay? The Marvin Gaye estate is on their shit. They will find out, okay? Don't copy Marvin Gaye's music. I understand, like, or you know, you gotta go to them in advance. Just be like, hey, I'm ripping off Let's Get It On. Here's all the stuff up front, because it's happening. So just get that out of the way in the front, and then you don't have to, you know, like, there's not gonna be this huge news about how you're in a $100 million lawsuit with the estate of Marvin Gaye. Like, that, it was just, I'm like, man, you know, because freaking Robin Thicke got hit with the Marvin Gaye hammer. And it's just like, you can't get away from it. Don't try. Like, they're going to catch you. Just let it go. And then there was one other thing, I think. No, that was it.
All right, let's talk about the new Magic set real quick.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Anything you're looking forward to?
I actually haven't checked out a bunch of the spoilers, but this last set, Dominaria, was really good. And this new set looks to be more of the same. There's a lot of just, like, good cards. I bought one of the Planeswalker decks, and I was messing around with that. Team Three Geeks is going to do a Two-Headed Giant event this Sunday coming up, so that'll be fun.
That will be fun.
And, I'm liking the way it's going recently, because there was the past few sets before Dominaria were, you know, not great. They weren't so much fun to draft. And, I mean, Constructed was okay, but, or Standard Constructed, I should say. I don't know how many cards they made, really, for other formats, but, it was kind of mediocre, but they're swinging for the fences now. They're doing a lot of good stuff, so it's a lot of fun. I'm having fun, and I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, if I hear a lot of buzz about the Magic set, then it usually means it's good, because I've been hearing a lot of good stuff about this one.
Yeah, and, you know, he's got so many. We got more stuff coming from Wizards of the Coast than we've ever had before, so it'll be interesting to see, like, how much we get rid of right away, and then, like, how much ends up hanging around.
I have a feeling we're going to sell out of all the boxes, but we'll see. So, man. Patreon. Go to Patreon. Buy us a cup of coffee at the gas station. It's just a dollar donation. That's all we're asking for. We might be going to Chicago and Detroit in August, so the gas sublimation would help us a lot. And plus, prizes. You know you're going to get prizes from us. We got a lot of cool stuff, I'm sure, to give away. And it's just a dollar.
We should, like, ship out some of that con stuff we've got.
Yeah.
We can do that. Yeah, we're gonna work on our Patreon prizes and stuff like that. I think we'll finagle it a little bit more to make it a little more for you guys. But we definitely do appreciate, you know, anything you can spare. Yeah, we're just trying to get out in the world. So, you know, if you could help, that would be great.
Go to 3geeks.ninja. We are writing reviews regularly. Dan and I usually do, on average, 2 a day. Sometimes we make Max write 1 a week. And there's a lot of stuff on there. Please come, support, like, share, push it out there. Because the more it gets pushed out there, the more we can do and the more we want to do. So Yeah, that stuff's all fun.
Oh, friggin', sorry. Helped my sister move the other day. So her roommate got a boyfriend, and the guy moved in, and my sister's like, okay, I need to get out of here. I'm helping her move, and this dude has just got guns on the table, just sitting out on the table. And I'm like, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, so like seeing a gun doesn't like flip me out, but I was like, okay, I'm looking at an AR-15 right now, and another like hunting rifle, and I'm like, why are these just sitting out on the table? like there's a dog, the dog gets a little jumpy, you know, like I don't know like what's gonna happen, like, you know, they weren't loaded, but yeah, again, like, you know, what if you make that mistake? Why, like, why do you need these guns? They're real fun to shoot. I mean, I just don't know like what's what you're doing. That was really weird to me. Like, I don't run into a lot of like gun people who are just like so proud of their shit, they just leave it sitting on the table. what would you do if you like walked into somebody's house and there's just like guns sitting out, like not even like in a cabinet, just sitting out on the table?
How well do I know them?
I don't know this guy at all. I've never even met him.
I'd probably turn around and leave. You want my honest answer? I'm gone. Hopefully they didn't notice I opened the door to begin with.
Yeah, he's coming after you, dude. but no, there's a chainsaw freaking bayonet attachment you can get for an AR-15 now. I thought that was pretty boss for the zombie apocalypse. But it's like, you know, if you ever played Gears of War, like, that gun's happening. Like, we're almost there.
Well, speaking of moving, help your friends out. Get rid of the books and get Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/3geeks. They've got 180,000 titles to choose from and counting. They have a new Alien dramatization that they have on there. It comes out, I think they're up to 4 or 5 episodes. I think each one's like 6 hours long, so check that out. Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be reading some Sherlock Holmes soon. There's an X-Files story read to you by the cast. And a bunch of other cool stuff. Check out Jurassic Park on there. Definitely better than Fallen Kingdom.
15-hour read there, or listen.
Yeah, roughly. So anyway, from all of us at Podcastalypse now.
Both of us.
Have a great day.
Recycle your droids.